Welcome to Title Now. I'm Melissa Murphy. I'm general counsel here at the fund, and I get to host these conversations on topics of interest to fund members and other people in the title insurance and closing industry. And I love to do a variety of topics. And so I think you'll find today's topic really interesting. We offer this live version, of course, today, but then we push the audio out on our podcast, which is also conveniently called Title Now. And you can get that anywhere that you get your other podcasts. It's so easy to subscribe. It's free. So please join up and enjoy the conversations that I try to have about every month. So I teased you and said that today's topic is really interesting, but I don't think it's a tease because today's topic is the fund's support of commercial real estate transactions. There's a myth out there that the fund does not handle commercial transactions or perhaps doesn't handle complex commercial transactions. And we are here today to bust through that myth. Why? Because I know, Cynthia knows, you'll meet Cynthia in a minute, fund members are fully capable of handling complex commercial transactions and supporting their clients. And we are here to support you and your clients so that you can successfully close those deals. So what does that support mean? What does it look like? How do we do it? And why are we so darn confident that we can do it as well as anybody else? So with me today to talk about our commercial business is Cynthia Raleigh, the fund's commercial underwriting manager. Welcome, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Before we get to the conversation, Marilyn Israel, another senior commercial underwriting attorney, is behind the scenes, and she is monitoring the chat. And post your questions in either the chat or question area, and Marilyn will be monitoring those as we go through the conversation. And then at the end, I'll ask her if there are any questions, and if so, share them with us, and Cynthia will answer them. So, Cynthia, if a member has a commercial transaction, should they follow a different approach when placing an order? Do they need to call someone special?
Well, I would say in general, no, but it does depend on the complexity of the transaction. And I understand that complexity can be relative. For some attorneys, something might be complex. To others, it might not be. But it generally, if it's a straightforward sale, an out parcel, an office building, one standalone commercial parcel, the order can be placed through the normal channels. So through our website or an integration with closing software. We've got so much knowledgeable fund staff that'll review the order. They will make the appropriate assignments to an examiner, to an underwriting attorney if that is needed. And all fund underwriters are attorneys with experience in both residential and in commercial work and can meet the demands of pretty much any real estate transaction.
So if the fund member feels like their deal is really complex, do you suggest that they pick up the phone and call an underwriting attorney to get the ball rolling? Or should they just go ahead and enter the order in their normal way? And then that process, that analysis will naturally happen.
If a deal is complex to you, the fund member, then yeah, go ahead and pick up the phone and call first. And whoever you speak with, whatever underwriter you speak with, will make sure that you're routed appropriately. Their advice may be just go ahead and enter this as you normally would. Or we can give a heads up to the branch sometimes. If there is something in particular that we know about your transaction that we want the branch to know about in advance as the assignment is going out to the examiners and underwriters. So you're always free to call if something seems complex to you.
Perfect. So whatever makes the fund member most comfortable is how they should initiate it.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that all fund underwriters are attorneys, and they're all fully capable of handling a commercial transaction. So why do we have some underwriting attorneys that have the title commercial underwriting counsel as part of it?
That group of underwriting counsel have more experience in very complex and niche areas of commercial real estate. They're more familiar with some of the more complex deal structures that we see in large commercial deals. Some examples would be really large construction deals, bond financing, other complicated financing, swaps, vertical subdivisions, which have other interesting issues that go along with them. So, you know, those deals where you have a stack of loan documents that's this thick, we have the time and the expertise to really focus on that transaction.
Perfect. And I know that it's not just the underwriting attorneys that are real involved in these transactions. What about our examiners? Do we have examiners with special expertise in commercial deals?
We do. Their title is commercial examiners, and they only do complex commercial transactions for the most part. They have this really incredible depth of knowledge and attention to detail. They've been doing it for years. They have all kinds of specialized knowledge about the area that they're working in. They really kind of floor me every day. They are really impressive and they're a pleasure to work with.
You know, yesterday at a meeting, I was present when there was an update given of our branch education program. My mind was blown by that. I mean, I don't think the average member out there appreciates the extent to which we make sure all of our examiners are well-trained. And I think that particularly applies to our commercial group. So I think fund members can be reassured and be very comfortable that the examiners are very competent. So let's talk about the role that the underwriting attorney plays in a commercial transaction. How would you describe that on a commercial deal?
Well, it depends again. It really depends on the complexity of the deal. And I would say most high dollar value transactions, or many high dollar value transactions, could be characterized as complex because they usually involve a lot more people. There's a lot of lawyers involved in these transactions. There are a lot of moving parts. You know, you've got your email string with 30 people on it. So our underwriting attorneys on these more complex ones are really a partner with the fund member in reviewing documents, of course, to clear requirements, because on these higher dollar value transactions, that's frequently necessary. So we're really involved in your transaction as much as you need us to be.
What are some examples of those types of really complex transactions that you've had experience with and you know some of the commercial underwriting attorneys have had experience with?
Or complex ones that I've seen recently. We've done multi-county aggregations of land that hasn't ever been aggregated before. And sometimes these are parcels that have been in families for a very long time. And there are no prior commitments. These are meets and bounds descriptions with problems sometimes because nobody's really looked at the legal description since 1960. So those large amalgamations of land that will be developed in the future, taking that from the acquisition through to development. We're seeing vertical subdivisions, these are developments that could be a condo, but are not being developed. They're not that way. They're not being condominiumized. So there's some really interesting access issues, ownership issues, lots of documents, and really complex surveys that need to be reviewed for a development that is basically in layers and pieces. Instead of going out, it goes up. Recently, we've done very large refis of properties across four states. So the fund did all of the Florida work, and we also served as the point of contact for all of the out-of-state Old Republic offices that were doing the work in the other states. So our member didn't have to be in direct contact with those other offices if they chose not to. Conservation easements, we're seeing those now. Those present some interesting issues. And we're also seeing a lot of mobile home parks being purchased by corporate owners. And especially if the mobile home park, which a lot of these older parks are co-ops, and the co-op has to be terminated, that is a, you know, year or more long process. And we work with, we've been working with our members on these. It takes a lot, it takes a team of underwriters, a team of lawyers, a team of examiners, when you're dealing with something like 650 co-op units that need to be properly terminated in order to ensure.
Those definitely sound like examples of complex transactions to me. And the first example you gave of the aggregation of multiple parcels that are currently in meets and bounds legal descriptions and they're owned by different people, what immediately came to mind is the survey that has to be done and examined and carefully reviewed to make sure that in the surveyor's opinion, are there any gaps in between these parcels from a legal description standpoint versus what people have been living with or acting as if the fence is the boundary, but it's not really. So our people have expertise in that area?
Oh, yeah. Our commercial examiners are also very good mappers. And we also, of course, we have a separate mapping department that is able to assist with this stuff. But we'll frequently, if there's, you know, if we see a gap, the turnpike goes through this land and there's this little sliver that nobody's really knows what it is or who it belongs to, because you'd have to go back to 1920. So we'll get on the phone with the surveyor and the member and the buyer or whomever we need to, and work out what we need, what we need to do. But frequently our examiners and underwriters will have a pretty good idea of what needs to happen to fix these issues that you're going to run into in that type of situation.
I remember when I was in practice, if I was handling a commercial deal on either a big piece of property or a commercial transaction with structures in it, when that survey got delivered, it was like Christmas Day. Oh my gosh, the survey's here. I get to look at that and see what's going on with this property. So I loved the survey piece of commercial deals. Now, in addition to the underwriters and the examiners, I know we have additional staffing available to support commercial transactions, our paralegals and our escrow services. So explain those areas and how they can help a transaction close successfully.
Yeah, we do offer services that can complement your commercial transaction. We can prepare closing statements, record your documents, hold escrow, whether that's funds, whether that's documents for pre or post closing. We can offer a full closing, a partial closing, you know, whatever the needs of your transaction or your particular practice are. And we're seeing a lot more lenders now requiring that a third party, usually the title insurer, close these transactions or at the minimum hold the money. So we can offer that as well through our escrow services. Post-closing, we have construction services, which means working directly with lenders and borrowers, should the fund member not want to be a part of that, in doing the searches and preparing construction loan update endorsements for construction projects. We can find referrals for out-of-state Old Republic agents or direct offices. As I alluded to before, we can coordinate projects that are out of Florida through either our national office or through other vetted agents. All of our referrals in other states have been vetted. So we're confident that when you call us, we can give you a good couple of options to go to in a lot of locations.
And you mentioned our escrow services department, and didn't Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac recently came out with a position that they will no longer allow the title agent to handle disbursements. I think it's just on the HUD multifamily transactions. They want the underwriter to handle. And what does that mean? Does it affect how we're able to support a member?
Well, if you didn't know, I guess, that we offered closing and escrow services, then yeah, we can help you. But it has not affected the way that we handle either these HUD multifamily transactions, which we do with some frequency. And we are certainly able to assist in meeting those HUD regs by holding your deposits and doing the disbursements.
So we're already set up to do that.
Yep.
Switching gears a little bit, we're doing this little conversation here, 20, 25 minutes, but do we offer any specialized training to fund members on commercial transactions?
Yes, fund commercial training. It happens 4 times a year, and actually it's starting today for the fall session is today, tomorrow, and Friday. The next session will be the first week of December. So if you're interested, you can find the registration for that on the fund's website. It's a pretty comprehensive walk through a commercial transaction with a set of documents, with a whole scenario. And it covers everything from the letter of intent, the contract, the loan documents, attorney opinion letters, commercial surveys, the usual endorsements you're going to see on commercial transactions, leases, and some other topics that I am probably leaving out, but it is a really comprehensive overview. And I think if you need a refresher, if you want to do more commercial work in your practice, or if you have new associates, it's a really good place to start.
Well, I've heard nothing but really good feedback from fund members that have taken that class. And so I would encourage the listeners out there who are fund members who are interested in that, be on the lookout for that registration link for the December class, because it really is a great way to learn a lot about commercial transactions.
It is not, I should say, it's not available on demand. So you would want to register when you can actually attend. It's online, but it is not on demand.
And I think the reason for that is that a part of the training is the give and take between our people and the fund members that are there, where the fund members share experiences that they have, situations they have faced, and can also ask questions right there. So I think our rule that it's in person, even though it's virtual, is a good one and is one that benefits the fund members. So if you could describe the fund's commercial business and how we support transactions in 3 words, what would they be?
May I have 4? Because I would say agile, creative, and solutions oriented.
Okay, I'll give you 4. So agile, creative, and solutions oriented. Those are great attributes, great descriptive words of what we do. Marilyn, do we have any questions?
We do not. You guys are covering everything.
Excellent. So thanks everybody for listening. Thank you, Cynthia, for being here today. If you do have any questions about what we covered today, just reach out to Cynthia. It's super easy. craleigh@thefund.com, or you can always shoot me an email, of course, mmurphy@thefund.com. We are pushing the audio out so you can share this with your colleagues and listen to it again. So sign up for the Title Now podcast. And as always, thank you for your support of the fund.